This is Cliff Mass, and welcome to my weather podcast. Each week, I talk about current weather, provide a forecast for the weekend and beyond, and give you more details about an interesting weather phenomenon. Welcome to my podcast. It's back. And each week I'll start with a forecast and then talk about some interesting topic. Today was extraordinary. There was a powerful mid-May sun and strong high pressure aloft. And that resulted in temperatures surging into the lower 80s, even mid-80s in some places of western and eastern Washington. And the skies were perfectly clear because of this sinking air associated with that high pressure. Now, this pattern is going to remain in place at least through Saturday, and we expect temperatures to stay warm into the upper 70s, lower 80s, which are roughly 15 degrees Fahrenheit above normal. Now, Sunday is going to bring a modest cool down, and that's because a trough of low pressure, an upper-level trough of low pressure, is going to start to move in. The high is going to weaken and move out. And so I expect the temperatures on Sunday to get only into the lower 70s, a little bit of high clouds moving in, definitely a knockdown. But it's not going to be till Monday morning you really notice it. There'll be some sprinkles floating around with that trough. Temperatures will drop back into the 60s, and that's going to be pretty close to what we should be getting this time of the year, you know, 64, 65, something like that. But the warmth is not finished with us. A high pressure aloft will build again in next week. Not quite as strong as we have over the weekend, but we'll have high pressure that will allow the temperatures starting Tuesday to start moving up. And it'll keep it completely dry. We'll have the showers on Monday, but nothing much after that. And so temperatures will surge back into the mid-70s by Thursday and Friday into next weekend. And quite frankly, the temperatures will be as perfect as you could ever imagine. Okay, well, enough of the forecast. Now let's turn to what I'm really excited about, the aurora. And that's going to affect tonight, Friday night, and to some degree Saturday, but tonight will be the big night. Why are we getting an aurora? Well, a very powerful solar storm, a geomagnetic storm on the sun has occurred. And it should produce what I think are the best auroras we've seen in the region in decades. Now, we start with really clear skies. Well, you can't do much better than we're doing right now. Clear skies associated with the sinking air from the high pressure. So we got perfect visibility. Air is quite clean. No smoke. Now, a few days ago, a cluster of strong sunspots formed on the solar surface, and there were solar flares associated with it, and something called coronal mass ejections, CMEs, where particles are ejected from the sun. Now, these particles have now reached the Earth's orbit, and we can expect major auroral activity tonight from them as these particles interact with the Earth's magnetic field. The NOAA Space Weather Center has suggested that this is a severe geomagnetic storm with a rating of G5 and is the most intense since 2003. So this is a big deal. Not only aurora, but this can mess up satellite communications and can mess up power lines. The NOAA prediction is that this solar storm will result in auroras pushing very far south, and at least to the Washington-Oregon border tonight. In fact, I've heard some reports that, you know, we're going to be getting it down into the southeast tonight. So it's going to be tremendous. And I suspect, and the NOAA facility is suggesting as well, that there'll be some aurora activity on Saturday, but it won't be as good as tonight. Sunset in Seattle is around 8:35. And so it won't be dark enough for viewing auroras until 10 to 10:30. So find a dark location, as few lights as you can, and one that looks northward because the aurora is on the north side. So you need a location without a lot of street lights. So even a great aurora is a subtle creature. In Seattle, Magnuson Park is a very good place to check out. No matter where you go, keep away from the lights. Well, I wish you the best of Aurora hunting. Good luck. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Feel free to send me your questions or any topics you would like me to cover. This podcast will be available every Friday morning on my blog and major podcast platforms. If you would like to support this podcast, feel free to use the Patreon link on my blog. See you next time.